That's my Top Gun diploma over there.
John Semkin was a Navy lieutenant, a fighter pilot, and a graduate of the Navy Fighter Weapons School's Top Gun program back in 1985, when his boss, the Rear Admiral in charge of Air Station Miramar, dropped, of all things, a movie script on his desk.
None of us wanted to do it. We were pilots. We didn't want to take over working on a movie, right?
But Semkin was outranked, so he became a technical advisor on the Top Gun set, teaching Hollywood actors how to be fighter pilots, or at least look the part.
I'll bring you to me closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
Like in the climactic dogfight at the end of the movie when Iceman and Maverick are doing some tricky flying to outmaneuver enemy MiGs.
This is it, Maverick.
I'm gonna hit the brakes, he'll fly right by.
And that's when Tom Cruise says, John, he says, yeah. How do they know I'm pulling G's, you know? And I said, well, you got to tighten all your muscles because you're trying to keep the blood in your head.
Semkin says seeing his work up on the big screen gave him a lot of pride. For the Navy, Top Gun served another purpose.
It was the best recruiting movie that you've ever seen.
Commander Ronald Flanders is the spokesperson for U.S. Naval Air Forces.
If you talk to a lot of the senior pilots in the Navy today, the captains and admirals, many of them attribute their interest in naval aviation to the original release of that film.
The original Top Gun triggered a military recruiting boom, according to contemporary news reports. Movie theaters in Los Angeles and Detroit invited recruiting officers to set up tables in their lobbies to talk with moviegoers with stars and F-14s in their eyes. And this kind of synergy between Hollywood and the armed forces is by design. Each military service branch has a liaison office in Los Angeles that works with film and television producers. Lieutenant Colonel Brett Lee is the deputy director of the Army's Public Affairs Office in LA.
It doesn't matter if they're fighting, like, you know, alien robots, or they are discussing their job as a Black Hawk helicopter mechanic. We want to see positive, accurate representations of what they do.
With scripted productions like Top Gun, the Pentagon reviews the story and negotiates with the production company over whether the military will participate. The Top Gun Maverick crew was given access to two aircraft carriers and multiple Navy bases and installations. Actors got special training. The Navy says Paramount Pictures paid for all flight hours for aerial sequences. Why go to all this trouble? The film audience is made up of American taxpayers and potential service members.
The depiction of a young Army soldier in a film is going to be much more profound than, say, even a 30-second commercial that we are producing.
But it's a different world now, says Carl Forsling, who flew helicopters and tilt-rotor aircraft like the V-22 Osprey in the Marine Corps. Yep, Tom Cruise got to him, too.
I remember when I was in eighth grade and I saw that movie, that's, you know, I immediately wanted to be a pilot.
Forsling says this time around, the new Top Gun won't have the same juice at recruiting offices as the original. He wrote an op-ed in Task and Purpose on the subject, arguing it's all about context. In 86, the Vietnam War had been over for almost a dozen years. Young people who were recruiting age didn't have it as a touchstone. Ronald Reagan's Morning in America was in full effect.
I think people were receptive to it. They had no direct observation of a war in progress to compare the movie-ready theatrics to.
Today, the war in Afghanistan has been dragging on longer than many recruits have been alive.
It's combat on the ground, and most of the aviation fighting is either providing, you know, eyes in the sky or occasionally dropping bombs on target, but very little of it's the glamorous air warfare you see in Top Gun.
The Pentagon will have a while to wait. Paramount Pictures planned to release the sequel this summer, but the studio says it's committed to a theatrical release that's now scheduled for July 2021. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.